We have the Ho
and the Housewife.
And we're here for another deliciously weird episode of Stop Signs Are Optional.
I had to let her down, so I was wearing khakis because I used to wear khakis, and I just straight pissed myself in a party.
I was about to say
and I just looked
really?
At her, and I just looked at her, I was like, I guess we can't go.
Are you recording this? Okay, good.
I was like, I guess we can't go home anymore. I just urinated in my trousers, so, you know, I didn't break her heart. I wasn't mean, but I gave her the satisfaction being like, yeah, this dude fucking pisses khakis. And I was like,
his khakis.
You know, I'll take one on the chin if I'm not going to break somebody's heart. That's cool. Like,
that's really funny. Yeah. So anyway, so you have to talk close. I do sanitize these. Just, I mean, if
that's cool.
No coronavirus.
No coronavirus.
I'm like nervous to hear my voice sounds like. Like when
it's
you hear
very
voice,
weird.
Like, really?
No, not your voice.
Oh,
but
yeah. No.
Your voice sounds like shit. Welcome to the show.
Hey, cool.
You want to pause it for a second while you pee?
I think it's enough fun for now.
That's Allie peeing.
Stop signs are optional. You literally, during soundcheck, had a story about pissing your pants to get out of fucking a girl.
Yeah, yeah.
I
don't know.
That's funny. I feel like most guys don't try to get out of fucking someone. Like, I feel like that's something that women try to master.
You know, it was a girl, and like, she annoyed me, and I just wasn't feeling it, and I was kind of just like, I wanted to hang with my buddies, and like, I just wanted to like, make love to some late night pizza that night, you know? and just fall asleep in a drunken, bloated stupor. And I was just kind of like, I don't want to lead you on, sweetie. And, you know, I thought enough of her where I was like, I don't want you to be just like a one night stand. That's not cool.
This is like a new vibe though. We could just spread it out on the interwebs that if you don't want, just wear khakis. You're not sure. I am so fucking excited about today's guest. This is our first male guest that we've had in person.
Wow.
Welcome. Someone who might actually be crazier than me.
Probably, yeah.
Has a heart of gold, is by far one of the funniest people I have ever fucking met. He is also my old roommate and house guest-ish,
right? Yeah.
We have the one and only Dub McLean.
Boom.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you, everybody.
I'm so excited to have you. We've already been laughing a lot.
Really?
And you've been here for 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I'm flattered to be here. It's my first time. I'm a little nervous.
It's a little awkward for sure.
I hope it goes better than one of my other first times. I hope I don't like stay here for 30 seconds and run away in shame, you know? So I'm going to do my best. I'm going to think about baseball. I think that's what I'm trying to do.
Or like sunflower fields.
Bite the inside of your tongue or your cheek.
That is so funny. So we don't do this a lot on the show, but I do want to give you an opportunity to plug your social media because I actually don't have a Twitter, but I know that you post a lot of funny shit on Twitter, and anyone that listens to this should also have the opportunity to follow you.
Oh, boy, yeah. My Twitter is @_debauchery, but it's spelled DUBACHERY. I think I got that right.
We'll post it.
I've got a blind spot where I can write things and spell them correctly, but I can't spell things out loud.
That's okay.
I have a master's degree and I can't like spell things
verbally.
Okay. It's embarrassing.
Don't worry.
And then my Instagram is @Dub_McLean, MCCLANE. Yeah.
Yeah. You probably see Dub's Instagram handle a lot on our stuff because you're a loyal listener.
Totally.
You shout us out a lot. And it's really nice. We appreciate it a lot.
Yeah. Down since day one, man. Like you two rule. And I got to say too, when I saw the title of your podcast, I laughed my proverbial ass off because
you were confused.
No. Not because I was confused, but because like it said, you know, stop signs are optional. And when I was 16, I got my driver's license and a buddy of mine was riding shotgun and he was going to get his driver's license next. And I blew through a stop sign.
Oh, and that's funny.
He looked at me and he was like, dude, you blew through a stop sign. I just went, oh no. Like if a stop sign is outlined in white, it's optional. Like if it's outlined in white, then it's more of like slow down. And he believed me. He's like, seriously?
Oh, no.
Like,
how many
years?
Well, hopefully not for very long.
A week or two later.
Oh, no.
He was driving for his like Thompson stuff and he didn't have his license yet. And he blew through a fucking stop sign.
And the cop pulled him over.
And he's like, sir, what were you doing going through a stop sign? And he's like, well, officer, it was outlined in white. So it's optional.
No, he didn't.
And he just went, and the cop just went, that's not a thing. He's like, but my friend Dub said it was.
Oh,
That is so good. What a that's so funny.
Oh my god.
Something happened. I guess his license got suspended until he was like 18 or 21 or some shit. Like, my bad. But like,
yeah, bro, if you can't get down that you have to stop at the stop signs at 16, like, I think that's fair. Like, you should automatically have to go through driver's ed.
Yeah.
There should be no. Allie once said, she's like, Lindsay, you have like a white line around your life. Like, you said something like
something
that.
Like,
always.
You always California roll through life.
I do. So Dub lived in my house for, was it a solid 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Roomies.
Yeah. The story about, you know, Lindsay is one of my best friends because, like, it's a crazy fucking story. But like, I was with a girl for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then like things were kind of dissolving, you know, and I ran to a girl that I went to college with, and we found out that we were both like secretly crazy about each other and like just like never told one another like the entire time we were in school.
Oh.
And ran to each other at a Tribe game, and it was just like off to the fucking races.
This is, you know, such a Cleveland story.
Yeah. So I came clean with the girl I was with, and I was just like, listen, I was like, it's been, you know, nothing against you, but like, this is, and then yeah. But I ran to, you know, and you know, she was like, well, you got to get the fuck out of here. I was like, I kind of figured that. And
I
didn't know where to go. And I was like, I didn't want to move back with my fucking mother because I was like 30. Like, no offense, mom. Don't listen to this, by the way. Please. And
this podcast is not meant for parents. So no.
I didn't know where to go. And the first person that came to mind, Lindsay Sikora.
Right.
So I just shot her a text and I was just like, hi, I'm ending this relationship. I'm about to be homeless. Can I? And she's like, yeah, fucking come live with me.
Yeah,
like, cool.
That's what I love. So,
totally.
That's awesome.
After, because at that point I had two other guys that had lived there at some point. Well, Matthew lived in the basement
Matthew
for a while.
And what's his name?
Joe. He lived there for a minute.
Yeah, we.
And then.
Till he
disappeared. You guys lived there at the same time for like.
We did. And everyone was ending a relationship. So I nicknamed this place the Heartbreak Hotel.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But the interesting thing is like I kind of don't even feel like we were roommates because I think I was out of town.
You were in London.
I naturally.
Oh, for the Browns game.
For the Browns game.
Yeah, I was out of town. That's so funny.
And Joe was working like 18-hour days, so I just kind of had like free range to myself. I was kind of like, all right. Like,
he
whatever.
Was working.
Like, so, no, it was a hell of a, it's crazy. I was only there for 14 days, but like it felt like so much longer than that. It was such such a pivotal time in my life, you know?
Did you guys become closer then? Like, did you have any heart-to-hearts or was it you never saw each other?
No, we totally did. Yeah. We had like several. I remember like we had like white wine and Thai food one night.
Oh, my like, God.
I forgot about that. See, this is why I'm doing the podcast, because I don't have any recollection of my life at all.
You're telling me. I'm meeting people through you that I've met before, and I was like, I'm sorry, I have no... I don't remember you. It's nothing against you. I just have
story
an awful memory.
Well, I think part of that could be like...
Oh, I remember you.
From the...
Yeah, as soon as I saw a picture, because you posted something and then tagged us.
Right.
And then I saw it, and I was like, duh. That's
you
who
both
that
were
is.
Actually on... You were on my 30th birthday... Party bus?
I was definitely on the going away one.
Yeah.
So
yeah, regardless.
That's another thing I love about Lindsay is when we were talking earlier, she was like, you guys met on the party bus. And I was like, oh, this one. She's like, no, the other one.
Oh my gosh.
She's always got a fucking party bus or a pedal thing. Yeah. Like,
why don't you just like make your own party bus?
Yeah.
You can commission that.
The Lindsay Sikora party bus tour.
Yeah.
Like
Lindsay Jean on wheels.
The Heartbreak Hotel on wheels.
Oh.
You should live in a bus.
Like, guys, that's
flip
like,
it.
That's my plan is to live in a van.
You told me that in grad
down
school.
Down by the river?
Yeah.
Well, you said in grad school, you're like, one of your biggest fantasies was to live as a homeless person for a while. And I just went, who the fuck?
That's
like a
Lindsay.
Second-
that, see, do you see how I didn't even react to that?
Yeah.
Because that's something she totally would say and do.
And this is like the second or third day that I knew her. Like, I'm at my fucking cubicle at Cleveland State University. And she's like, I just think it'd be really cool to be like a vagrant homeless person. So sexy and romantic. I just went, oh,
sexy and
yeah.
romantic, I don't think are very good descriptive words, but an experience for sure.
No, because I wanted to have like true empathy for people that have that experience. Because
totally.
That's always been like a like close
yeah.
passion of mine is to help the homeless. So I thought, what better way to understand
Man,
it than
you
to
are
go,
your mother's child.
Oh yeah. Good old
No, she was one of the people that like shot that shit down. She was like, no, you're not doing that.
Really? That surprises me.
Yeah, because it's like dangerous. I don't know.
Well, yeah, for
a little
sure.
Bit.
But I still think I'm going to do it at some point. No, but I want to live in, I want to like convert a van, sell my condo.
I can't go anywhere though.
Guys, I feel so hungover right now that
you
like
do?
I'm vibrating in the
oh,
headphone.
Sorry.
No, like the sound.
Just have another swig of this.
So I left last night at like 11:30 because I was yawning up a storm and yeah. I was like, everybody's starting to black out. I'm not there. I'm just going to go, you know? So I messaged her on my way home, if you even remember. And I was like, hey, start pacing yourself because you said that you did not want to be hungover tomorrow.
Ruh-roh.
I have yeah. no.
And you were like, thank you. I love you. I appreciate you. And I was like, she's not going to remember this.
So where'd you guys go last night? Where'd you paint the town red at, as they say?
Oh, well, we went.
We started here.
Yeah, right. Because we were recording. We had a couple of drinks. And then we went to the Ivy, which used to be the Liquid. Or the Liquid. Liquid.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, have you been there yet? It just opened, I heard,
it's
right?
Looked, no. It's really nice.
I don't think I've been to West 6 since I was like, 25.
Yeah. You and a lot of other Clevelanders, because there wasn't anybody out, really.
Did we determine if Tequila Ranch was still open? I wanted to ride the bull.
It's not.
I don't know. But I just turned 33 a couple weeks ago. So it's
happy
like, I feel
like birthday.
It was the craziest birthday of my life. I turned 33 in the Dominican Republic.
I did know that.
On the Super Bowl. And
right.
I'll give a shout out to my long-suffering sweetheart of a girlfriend, because I realized that I'm fucking 33. I can't party like I used to back in the day. We got invited to this.
Breach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got invited to this like bottle service foam party in a pool, and I was having a great time
during
and yes and the next thing I knew it was like 11:15 p.m. and I'm waking up in her hotel room with just a face full of shame, just like what. And she
I
looked,
love it.
And she looked at me, and bless her heart, she wasn't mad. She was just like, I chipped two of my nails trying to carry you home.
Oh,
because
no.
You were face down in an inner tube.
Did she say it just like that?
And I just went like, whoa. And she, but again, bless her heart, she's right on my back. She's like, but pasta Alfredo's on its way. We ordered some room service. So I was
pasta
like, okay.
Alfredo.
So yeah, that was my 33rd.
That
was my 33rd
yeah.
birthday.
I mean, hey, I went home girlfriend. At 11:30 last yeah. night. I couldn't hang. It's totally different. My hangovers have never been good.
You
period.
Have struggled. Vanessa and I talk about how her hangovers are, she can just get up. She was up at 7 a.m. She's going to go to the gym today. She has like her kids' basketball games. Fuck that. I'm out.
Oh.
But she...
Did she get up and go yeah. work out? Good for her.
Well, when they left her, I think that's where they went. But she says like she had kids throughout her entire 20s. So like her organs yeah. are not as deteriorated
that's
as
so
ours
true.
Are, because mine have gone through 15 years of pure abuse. That's and I'm true. With you, Dub. Like I can't fucking look like right now. I am so hungover. I am struggling to form a thought.
That's so crazy.
And I had like 6 drinks last night, which was like
yeah,
a fucking
warm up.
Your
drinks were like tequilas and you had a yeah. couple shots.
I had 4 shots. Yeah. That's
yeah.
true.
So
nice. I'm proud of you.
So like, and then reality, the tequila drinks that you were drinking were also like one shot each.
Okay, so I drank a lot. Yeah. I also just got off a 4-day
yeah, exactly.
Cleanse.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of
my
cleanses.
My first meal was Barrio. It was so good.
Ooh. Did you get the queso?
The no. queso's so good.
Oh, I know. I haven't
I was trying to keep it clean.
Life hack, just get a side of it. You don't have to get a whole bowl.
Oh.
Yeah,
then
$2.
Then it's only like a dollar.
Yeah.
Speaking of cleanses,
uh-oh.
How is the no oh, sex going?
Because, I think everybody's interested in that.
Because
so.
You've been my friend for, what, 5-6 years at this point? You've known her longer.
Yeah.
But we're both familiar with the workings of Little Miss Lindsay
yes.
Sikora. Like, she's, you know.
She's a free bird.
Girl's insatiable. You know, what can we say? And when I heard her say on one of the early episodes, I'm going on a sexual detox, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I think I had the same reaction. I think everybody listening had the same reaction. Anybody that knows you.
I mean.
So funny.
That was the equivalent of, like, Kurt Cobain back in the day. Like, I'm going to stop doing heroin. Like, yeah. Like, okay.
Good luck with
as kids would say these days, bet.
Bet.
Yeah.
I wish everyone could have seen your face while you were saying
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Or seen your face when you heard that come out of her mouth
yeah.
that she was going on a cleanse. You're
oh,
probably
yeah.
like, oh. Like,
yeah, we'll see how long that lasts. Well, it lasted 10 days. I think that's what we determined, right?
That's,
2 weeks?
That's
10
a
days.
Good length.
Thank you.
Well, especially when you're actively talking to someone.
Yeah. Well, like that came into play a little bit after, like, we just
met.
That, yeah. Well, no, we had met, but we just decided like we liked each other.
Yeah.
Or something.
10 days is a
that's a long time, but no, like no masturbation. Like I didn't. So
see,
Vanessa,
that's crazy.
Yeah, that would
and
be
Victor,
hard.
Whoa,
no
we
pun
were
intended.
About it. So hard. Last night, he's like, "Seriously, Lindsay, you couldn't go 10 days." I was like, "Can you go 10 days without Jack?" Like a man's
no.
biology, though. Like you guys have to expel,
and you wake up with
that.
A boner.
Yeah,
it's like scientific fact. If you don't do it within 72 hours, you get sick.
Like, it's,
oh my God, fuck that.
No, I'm kidding.
This is how Dubs convinced every girl to ever have sex with
You've also convinced girls that you peed your pants wearing khakis.
I didn't have to convince them. I actually just did it on the spot.
Yeah, naturally. We were talking, though, about speaking of like my sexual history, how you're one of like my few friends that I've never fucked.
Never.
Yeah.
No,
we've never even kissed.
No.
Well, we've kissed, but it was like a... Remember that group kiss? It was like you would kiss your family.
It was on Gay Pride Day. Like, it was, you know.
You've always been dating someone, though, when you've known her, right?
Yes. Because
you were dating the one girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that we just have that. Our relationship
have that, like,
is.
Attraction.
Well, yeah. No, I mean.
No, he's Kansom.
It's, you know.
We're like, Kansom. You know what I meant.
We drop the headphones and run to the bedroom right now.
Yeah. And I'd be like, oh, I guess I'll
Lindsay's always been just like, I mean, she was an immediate bud, like right off the rip.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we met each other when I was miserable as shit working in Cleveland State. And
right.
Like, you know, she was, because it was my second year and you just started that year.
That was a
newie. And it was you and Katie. And I met my two buddies. And, Lindsay was always like, just like an immediate bud, like right away. Like,
yeah.
We were just like, you know, I grew up an only child. And like, so I never had like any brothers or sisters. And she always had like a sisterly quality. Like, we
That's
always,
awesome.
Like, you know,
yeah. She I love friends great. Like that.
Totally.
Well, we could just hang out too. What I loved was, remember that one time I was trying to fuck one of your friends and he just like got up and left? I've not had that happen to me frequently, but I remember that night, like we just had such good conversation and I loved when, like even with, I don't want to say her name, but like your ex-girlfriend who I'm still friends with as well.
Right.
But we, I came over and we sat on your front porch when I was having.
Yeah. I remember that night.
Some stuff. We would just sit and talk and.
You brought over a bottle of like, I think it was like
whiskey.
Bullet whiskey.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And you had your fucking camo hat and torn jeans.
Oh, that's like, nice. She's so Medina.
But no,
that
this.
Was.
But the one story, this is when me and Lindsay like really became good friends. It was like, we went out, it was Veterans Day. So we had it was a Tuesday. We had it off at CS. You and it was me and her and our
state jobs
totally right and our coworker Katie and my buddy just my buddy like whatever and the four of us went out that day and we just hobnobbed like I think we went to fucking Hofbräu House like noon and then we just kept going and going, we did the shot skis
at noon
I had that fucking porn sesh at the time
I'm so glad you don't have that anymore
me too that was and because it was a Movember, like the process.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
It was a sign of the
like,
times.
Yes.
But, you know, as time went on, like Katie left and then it was me and my buddy and Lindsay. And I eventually realized I'm third wheeling. Like, you know what I mean? Like shit's like
awesome.
Popping off. We were at McCarthy's and these two are like, we're shooting pool and these two are like fucking making out. Like in the meantime, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And I was like, well,
oh my gosh.
And I started being like, well, I'm just going to peace out. And like, you know, but they ended up coming back to my apartment. I was like, well, God damn it. Like what the fuck? Like what? And my girlfriend was out of town doing something. She did a lot of like out of town, like fitness training. And they're trying to, you know, get it on in my sunroom. And then, you know, I was in a relationship at the time and I just hear like some smatterings and I hear just like some what the fuck from my buddy. And like he opens the door and like knocks my bedroom door. I'm like, what? He's like, I need a condom. I was like, I don't have one. He's like, why don't you have a condom? I was like, I'm in a monogamous relationship. I fuck one girl. Like, that's why I don't have a fucking condom. And he's like, well, I need one. I was like, I don't know what to tell you, man. Like,
I have saran wrap in the drawer.
Like, I got a, you know, yeah, like whatever, like bag of Doritos and a rubber band.
The question should be why the two single people
don't have condoms.
I literally have condoms in my bag right now.
He goes back and like, he was an asshole that night, but he goes back and like, you know, says something. Lindsay was like, no, because she's being a very like responsible.
That like never happened.
And
by the way,
he just fucking like goose steps out and slams the door.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. And I was like, that's nuts. And then Lindsay came out and she was like,
Dub walks in. I'm just spread eagle taking this
out. That's so
No, that's not
so
what happened.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, oh, no,
but that would be funny.
The night ended. I was like, because I walked in, she was like sitting there just kind of like crestfallen. And I was kind of like, dude, I'm sorry. My friend was such a fucking dick to you. Like, that's so not fucking cool. Like, and so we cracked.
So then I start talking about my issues with my dad.
And we cracked open a bottle of Jim Beam American Honey.
Yeah, it was.
Right. And then we just like, we were just like pouring shots, having a heart to heart until like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And we had to go to work the next day.
Yeah.
And then I looked at her. I was like, hey, it's 3:30. We got to be at CSU in 5.5 hours. Are you going to be there? And she's like, yeah. I was like, you swear? And she's like, I swear. I was like, you promise me. Promise. And I was like, you fucking pinky promise me? She's like, yeah.
I was like, I
pinky
don't miss work.
Promises me. I show up in 5 hours at work just like.
Completely
about to
awful.
Shed my fucking human form. Just like. And then I walked down to Lindsay's cubicle. Not there. And then the professor was like, oh yeah, she called in sick. I guess she has a flu. I was like, that
fucking bitch.
You probably still wanted to tell on her.
The text message I got from
that's awesome.
But she became, that's like the day when you like really, really became like super tight. Like, yeah. I don't even know what the fuck we talked about that.
Because you got vulnerable with each other.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was, and it was interesting because I think you just showed such compassion. And at that point in my life, I hadn't really seen that from like a male figure before. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I've always just had guys that like wanted something, mm-hmm. whether it was not even just sex, but I mean, you know, what's interesting is if I had to tell that story, I would have remembered maybe a tenth of everything you said. It's so fun to hear people recant my life.
I just remember our lives. I just thought like, you know, we were cool at work and everything, but I remember like thinking like you were so cool after that. You know what I mean? And then we had just like these weird outings where it would be like these pseudo dates where we'd go to like the fucking strip club together, and we wouldn't go to Ogle. We would go to like Applaud. And like we would see like like one day we would go, like, we would do Sundays at like Larry Flynn's.
Yeah.
And this one girl was doing like sit ups on the stripper pole. Yes. And we were just like, whoa. And like, and these other guys were being creepy. I'm like, shake it, baby. Yeah, and me and Lindsay were like, oh my God, your core strength is incredible. Like, you must do a lot of Pilates or like something because this is unbelievable. Like the way I can't do that.
That's so funny.
And she was like, yes, my name's Savannah. I was like, oh my God, Savannah. Like, that's amazing. And like, I remember she wrote out like a workout routine for us, like on the fucking stage. Like, she took a cocktail
napkin. On a napkin.
And
it was like,
and this guy came up to me. He's like, I gotta ask. He's like, what is the deal with you and this tall like smoke show? And you're talking to strippers. I was like, oh, she's a buddy of mine, and I admired this girl's like, you know, abdominal dexterity. Like, this is cool. And he's like, you come to strip clubs to do this? I was like, well, I'm not coming to strip clubs to try to get laid like you fucking loser. Like, I'm just here to like, you know. Like,
he says that as I get up to go make out with a stripper in the back.
Oh my God.
Am I allowed to tell the story?
Is that the champagne room?
Okay.
Oh, well, I have a couple make out with stripper stories.
Another night. This is maybe the only time Lindsay's ever got pissed at me in our entire friendship. But one of the several times we went to a strip club.
I'm getting hot.
One of the several times we went to a strip club. It was Martin Luther King weekend. And there was that girl. She was from Charlotte. Remember she had like that accent?
Again. And I would have totally missed up that detail.
Lindsay is in the wind, MIA, for like 20-25 minutes.
Uh-oh.
And she comes back, and I was with my girlfriend at the time and fucking Joe Howard.
Joe Howard.
Wait, comedian Joe Howard.
He's a comedian. Oh. He was kind of like I call him my rebound at right. one point. But
he slept on my couch that night. But
yes,
Lindsay
did.
Lindsay's MIA for like a good chunk of time. And then we get back to my apartment. Joe passes on the couch. Like, my girlfriend's like kind of just doing like wacky waving and flip arm flailing tube, man. I was too, in my defense. Like, you know, but like we're all just kind of fucked up. And we're taking again shots of that fucking American Honey whiskey.
Yeah.
And
sponsor us.
My nickname was Honey when I played softball in college because I would always have it in the dugout. Continue.
The only time Lindsay ever got pissed at me in 6 years is I cracked a joke. I was like, yeah, it was a great night. I don't know where Lindsay was when she was like fucking like eating on a stripper in the bathroom. And she slams the table and she's like, I wasn't eating on a stripper, dub. I was making out with her.
Oh my gosh.
And I just
I said she was.
Oh.
Isn't that what I said?
Oh, maybe.
That's what was happening.
Oh, that's. Wow.
You live the life, girl.
Yeah, good. I was maybe. Okay. I'm not going, ew.
Perhaps I misremembered, but good Lord.
Better for you.
You know, I always thought I lived a rock and roll lifestyle, and then she one-ups me.
Stories come out of the woodwork.
The thing is, that's what I said in the intro. Like, I genuinely feel like you're like a little bit crazier than me, which is
obviously not.
But
The
nights that I was telling people last night about you. We were talking about you being on the show today.
Yeah.
And I was like, Dub's just, they're like, how did like, you know, to give us a little background, whatever, Fuckboy was, you know, letting him know. And I was like, oh, he's kind of like my strip club friend. And like, we'll go and I'll order mozzarella sticks. And like,
That sounds awesome right now, by the way.
Yeah, it does.
You both are so hungover.
Oh, dude.
Cheers. Let's go to the strip club and get mozzarella sticks after this. We can mic up. I brought my wireless mic. Anyway,
so
I was explaining though, this story, like, you and I are two people that should always have chaperones around us. Like, we should probably never be allowed
to. That might take fun out of it.
Yeah. Because the times that we have been left alone, like going out, shit gets crazy.
Yeah.
But it makes for good stories and great podcast content. Thank you.
It does. And I think, you know, that's why, like I said, like it's like the sister never had, because it's like the same fucking person.
So you found your like soulmate sister soulmate.
Yeah. Aww. And it's funny because you and like my girlfriend currently are like so like, because she is me. Like we even
met your fucking match, bro.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, you're right. It's but like I was listening to the podcast that you recorded with your mom the other day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
About like
the mom.
Like what? Like fuck the Waltons, whatever that wholesome family is.
Oh, and yeah,
like,
Beaver Cleaver.
Ew. Beaver Cleaver, the Cleavers, that's it. And just like people trying to like, I don't know, like be perfect and finna cook it. Like that's so like, ugh, like
because we live in such a social media based world now.
Yeah.
You basically live for your image on social media, Instagram being the biggest thing.
It's crazy. And her mom, Lindsay's mom, said something that really stuck with me that I've always said too, is like the people that try to project that like Cleaver image are the ones I'm fucking terrified about. You know what I mean? Like, cause it's like, what are you hiding? Like, I showed up here today in a pair of Nike Air Force Ones and a Cleveland Indians tear shirt with like cigarette burns.
I thought you were going to grab your nipples.
Oh, well, no, but I've been wearing this shirt for 3 days.
That's okay. I wore this outfit yesterday, too.
Can we talk about the slipper? I'm not a cleaver.
Your mucklucks.
Those are pretty cool, by the way. They're probably cozy. No, that's why I love, like, people like, you know, like, you two are so refreshing. Like, my girlfriend's the same way. Mm-hmm. Just people like warts and all. This is what we are. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, totally. We're not,
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just like, legs wide open.
It's very unattractive. It's like an unattractive trait in a person when they post things because they look good on social media. Like you're not being real or whatever. And that's a problem with today's world.
You know, it's interesting because there are times that I'm trying to tell someone about someone that I know or whatever. And there are some people. Yeah. Refill, bro.
I will.
Refill, bro.
There are some people that like, you know, their social media is so filtered that I can't even get like a good picture of them to say like, this is who they are. This is what they look like. And I've been guilty of that at times myself. But something that a takeaway I had from last year was people would reach out to me and say like, you know, your social media, your stories, all this stuff, you're always out doing stuff and you're having fun and you're living life. And I will always reply with, you know, that is just a portion of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But also I realized I don't post like half the shit I do because I'm too busy living it.
Yeah.
And if people only knew like half the stuff that we're constantly doing, like we are living life to its fullest, which is one of my favorite attributes of you, Dub, is that that's what I know whenever we get together, it doesn't have to be like drinking and partying or whatever, but I know that we're going to be living life. We're going to be at an Indians game and we're not just going to be sitting there like casually watching it. We're gonna be like into the game, or we're gonna be making it like the best experience.
You guys are
ever.
Very outgoing.
Yeah, me. And we'll probably walk away with 25 new friends.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
And on the Jumbotron 27 times.
Oh God, yeah. I went viral doing fucking push-ups in the World Series at one time.
Yeah,
like, that's awesome.
Oh, went viral.
God,
we gotta find that clip.
No, but that's Lindsay Secor. And like, honestly, like, I remember like when I met you, like I was at a point in my life where I was like very stressed out, very like beaten down, very like repressed, which might sound weird based on how I present myself now. But yeah, there was a point where I was like too straight laced. You know what I'm saying? Like where, and you know, me being a shrink, like the whole thing about psychopathology is like, if you can't match your ideal self with your real self, it's going to drive you fucking nuts.
Oh
yeah. That's why, what's it called?
Like, chew on that for a second.
Yeah, it's like Breaking Bad, like, you know, Walter White and Heisenberg. Like, boom, boom, boom. I've
never seen it. Oh my gosh, are you like analyzing me? Because we've never met.
No, but I'm going to.
Now that I know what you do for a living,
I'm going to analyze her with her sticker phobia.
Oh, you're just like,
don't you have it? Don't you have one?
What?
A sticker phobia?
No, she does.
Sorry for interrupting.
You know, I met Lindsay, and I was at a point in my life where, like, I don't know, I was like, between my college self, when I was just like reckless abandon, accidentally setting bars on fire, like, you know, nailing anything with a heartbeat, which I'm glad those days are over.
We've all been there.
Yeah. And then
I'm still kind of there.
I'm married, so.
But, you know, it was a weird transitional point, like in your early mid 20s, when it's like, I used to be this way. Now I'm like, society expects me to be some way. It kind of fucking sucks. But like, I don't want to be fully how I was when I was 19, 20, 21. But I also don't want to be like
the total opposite.
Yeah, I don't want to be like, you know, talking school levies and taxes and blah, 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 blah.
It's my nightmare.
And even if friends of mine hear this, like, normally I'd say no offense, but offense. Like friends of mine, like I can't deal with friends of mine. They're like, well, the school levies and the tech. Blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, shut the fuck up. I'm like, let's talk about like I don't know, like drinking stories and pro wrestling and like your favorite fucking donuts.
Stuff that will make you anything. Giggle.
Like, your favorite fucking donuts.
Like anything else than like. We stress ourselves out every day at work.
Yeah.
Why must we go out to dinners and bars and talk about other things that are going to stress us out? It's my biggest fucking pet peeve. So, but Lindsay, like, I don't know, man. You're like the most free-spirited kid I've ever fucking met. Like,
yeah.
Just, you know, like, just three sheets to the wind, like, boom. And, like, I don't know. It just inspired me to be like, I don't want to be this kind of, like, tight ass when I'm trying to grow up. And
yeah.
Then, like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, I mean, at first when we started doing this, I was like, I will be, like, on there a little bit because I was so uncomfortable because it's out of my comfort zone because I'm very introverted.
Yeah, and private.
And I feel like I've come out of my shell a little bit more.
I've been so impressed by you with this. Yeah. Like, she will message me. We message every... First of all, it's been so great for our friendship. But also, like, you message me constantly. Mm-hmm. And you're so excited and all the ideas that you have. And you, like, basically run the social media account now.
Yeah.
And it's been so fun to see you just in a couple of months, like...
Crack. Blossom. I'm like cracking and coming out. Yeah.
And you've been cracking me up too, by the way. Like, I mean, you dropped some.
I'm a little witty.
Oh, you dropped some one-liners and caused me to do a fucking spit take when I'm like at home kicking it. Like,
The secret is actually that I couldn't do this without her. I like messaged her. She's like, I don't know, Lindsay, whatever. I'm like, no, literally.
Well, people only listen. For people to know, like, I didn't know how much of this you wanted to be your thing rather than our thing because this was your idea.
Baby, you and me forever.
We're all in this together.
No, genuinely, I think about this all the time. So I recently quit my corporate job, which a lot of people don't know. Sorry, Dad.
Really?
Whatever. Do you, boo?
Yeah, but anyway, so a lot of people don't know that I have like this really strong corporate background and that I was a director and, you know, I ended as like in a VP interim role. And I was so sick of faking it. That's what I tell everyone. I would go to work every day. And although I will say my team in Colorado, I fucking miss them. They were so great.
Yeah.
But God, if they listen to this, they're probably like, holy shit. We did like, not.
That's the same person.
Yeah. Because you know, I had to be like a tight ass and I had to like follow what my boss was telling me to do, who he was fucking awesome anyway. But still, like, you had to follow the corporate, you know, what the organization, their vision and values and all that shit was. And then I remember I'd go out for happy hours with my friends and the joke was always like, oh my God, Lindsay just needs a half hour to get all her fuck shit down. Like everything she's been holding in and all the jokes all day. I just would like, I would just vomit it all out.
That's so funny.
And I never want to go back to that. I don't ever want to have to go back to faking it. And I don't know what jobs out there besides podcasting.
No. Well, this is perfect for you.
I know.
It's such a good outlet for you because people really respond to your outgoingness and your honesty.
Yeah. The problem is I can't remember half these stories. So I'm just going to have to keep having, you know, my initial thought for this was to, cause I've been trying to slow down drinking, as you can tell.
as she's on her second mimosa. Whatever.
Too.
You're on vacation.
I'm guilty on vacation. I'm always on vacation. Let's be honest. I completely lost my train. Oh, I can't remember anything.
Oh, my gosh. That was your point that you were going to say?
She said trying to slow down drinking.
Oh, so my thought for the podcast was I could just go around and interview people and they can tell me what I've done the last like 15, 20 years of my life.
That's funny.
Well, I've clued you on some things.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And your mom clued you on some things.
So my mom said to say hi, by the way. She was excited you were doing this.
I adore your mother so much.
Yes.
I had the greatest heart-to-heart with her on the gay pride
She's
day.
She's so good at those. The heart-to-heart.
I feel like my mom actually has like 57 kids.
Yeah.
Actually, she likes my shit on like Instagram and Facebook and stuff. Like, you know, and liked her. I was like, oh my God.
Bleep.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. She follows you and. Oh.
This microphone is very soft.
Like caressing.
Ooh. Okay. So.
So much mystique.
You may have heard on previous podcasts, I think we started it with your mom.
Yeah, we did.
In episode 6 where we started asking questions and we did it with Vanessa.
Yes.
So we are doing it with you. You have to pick 3 questions and answer them.
You have 5 seconds. Window.
Okay. So I got answer 3 questions.
And you have no stop signs are not optional. You have to answer them.
Okay.
You got a California roll, bitch.
They're not that scary. I'll just only give you some of the decks so that you're not.
I love, time out. Wait. Time out. Let me say, I love the use of the term California.
That's all
roll.
Allie. Like, that all Allie.
I've never heard that before. But
seriously?
I'm a giant fan, though.
Me neither. Like, remember I told
growing
you.
Growing up when I was driving, my mom would be like, nice California roll, Allie. And I was like, I thought that was sushi, but...
Oh God, sushi. Do you know my favorite?
Chipotle, Papa John's. What else have you been craving?
My favorite hangover food is sushi. Okay, guys, I have. Okay. I have before
Man,
we do.
Do we digress?
I know. I have before you do the questions.
Yeah.
So this fantasy I've had for like a couple of years now is, especially when I'm hungover,
is to eat sushi after naked body.
Where's this going?
Is to watch Top Gun and get fucked from behind while I'm watching Top Gun and eating salmon sashimi.
This is also something you could probably analyze.
Wow.
Okay, so, but like I've told this to multiple guys,
that
and
makes
every
zero sense to me.
Every time I've told this to a guy, I'll break it down in a moment. Every time I've told this to a guy, their response is 100% the same. Oh, we can make that happen. Ask me how many times it's happened.
So you want to
zero?
You want to take it? Has that ever happened?
Paul. No, it's never
my
happened.
Former landlord never did that to you.
No, he did a lot of other things.
Well, I'm sure.
Like, anyway, that's
really funny.
That's a conversation for when I hit stop.
I'm gonna say this now, but you can have it edit out. But my girlfriend fulfilled a childhood fantasy of mine.
Oh, that makes complete sense.
Awesome.
That makes complete sense.
I have to edit that out. That plays so perfectly. Yes. Damn it.
Maybe.
It might have to be a bonus clip.
Down the
bonus
road.
Clip.
Damn yeah. it.
When she
okay.
gets more comfortable.
But like yeah. childhood. What up?
That,
like,
I could totally okay, understand
I
that.
I think for me, sashimi, whenever I eat a piece of salmon sashimi, I like close my eyes and I like literally like move.
So,
it's so good.
You want a guy to fuck you from behind.
Yeah. Just
while,
so I can
while
watch
watching
movie. Top Gun.
Top Gun and eating sushi.
Yeah. Salmon sashimi.
When I was in college, a girl demanded that I fucked her from behind so we could watch Cool Runnings.
My God.
And while eating hard-boiled eggs.
And
what?
Because he has like that lucky egg.
And I'm not even kidding, but she did the feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme.
Shut the fuck up.
Get on up. It's bobsled time. I just went.
Did it make you come?
No.
No. That's probably like one of those things that you have to think about to get soft.
I just kind of went like.
Did you wait for the scene where. Did you wait for the scene where you have to go like, you're a badass motherfucker that don't take no shit from nobody?
How many times did you guys watch? Did you watch that movie?
At least 100. I don't know.
I see
like
pride.
I see
power.
Yeah.
I see a badass motherfucker
that
who don't take
no
shit out of
nobody. Yeah.
I've seen that movie, but I don't remember.
Well, so they edited it in the Disney version, but like
okay,
originally,
that's
there's a Disney version.
It was rated R originally, but
what?
Then Disney bought it and they
because of that scene.
Just like Remember the Titans. Remember the Titans was a hard
oh.
R, and they edited that down too.
Hard R.
Oh.
Hard R. Is a great movie.
Great movie. Although Ryan Gosling was a fucking liability at cornerback. He was fucking terrible. Like
says,
he gave
here
him
we
so
go.
Many,
that's such a dub comment right there. I have never heard
gave
something more.
So dumb. Many touchdowns. Like also on that note, oh, yes. Story about me.
Oh my God.
I was at a bar in Chardon.
That's
about
a story
eight,
enough.
About 8 years ago, and this mom and a daughter came up to me, and they're like, "You look so familiar. Where do I know you from?" And I was like, "Oh, no. I've never met you before." They're like, "No, you're so familiar. You're a celebrity or something." Like,
oh.
And I just finally,
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Drunk off my ass, I just went. Actually, I'm Ryan Gosling. I put on 20 pounds for a role. We're filming a movie in Cleveland, and they just went, "Oh my God, like
no,
Ryan
that's
Gosling.
Not the celebrity I would think of though."
They took a picture.
I put on 20 pounds for a role.
They took a picture and they're like, "We met Ryan Gosling tonight." It was me. And I was like, "Hey, you dumb fucking."
That's so funny.
Who did you think?
The guy that's Captain America.
Chris Evans?
Yes.
I get that a lot too.
Yeah.
Oh, people used to say that about Matthew. That
I
guy?
Can see that, but
see
more
that.
Dub than anybody.
Yeah. I can see that for Matthew. Sure.
I get Chris Evans a lot.
Yeah.
People say I'm a cross between Chris Evans and Bruce Willis.
Yes.
Oh,
my.
Wow.
Yes. The eyes. You have Bruce Willis.
Why
eyes.
My name's Dub McClain.
Oh.
Die Hard. It's my favorite movie.
Oh my God.
I know that. That I should have known that.
That's
anyway.
So crazy.
That is crazy.
Wow.
All right. We're running out of time.
Okay, so
let's do some questions.
Is, yes.
See,
take three
you know
questions.
What I want to do next time we record? What I would love to do yeah. with Allie's blessing.
So you'll have
say
him back
yes.
for next time, you swear?
Have we? Yeah.
Duh.
Yes. Right. Is I would love to like take some Molly and then
oh God.
Not with me.
Yeah. No, but I'll take it. You don't have to.
Yeah.
And then like I would like for us to record as long as like it like make it organic.
cool. I probably can't do Molly because I can barely smoke weed, but I'll drink a shitload of vodka.
No, I'm just saying this is my journey that I'm going
to take. That's probably questioning why I'm not drinking or wanting to do Molly. It's because I'm trying to get pregnant currently, nice. And I have to limit all of that shit.
Proud of you.
Yeah, I love it.
I like to smoke a little bit of marijuana, but not too much.
A little bit.
That wasn't a good question. I was like, hey, what's up?
And you're driving.
I just figured it was
you're
because...
You're driving as well.
I just figured
and I'm driving and I'm very weird about that.
1 o'clock.
I just figured you weren't drinking because it was like fucking 11 in the morning. And like,
yeah. I mean, on other episodes, I've totally said like I'm trying to get pregnant.
Literally in the pilot episode, we were stoned and drunk.
Yeah, but that was like,
everyone says that. It was the most organic. I was on a friend of mine's podcast. I don't know if people know the story behind this. That's how this whole thing's, it became, we started this because I was on a friend's podcast. We listened to an episode and Allie goes, we could do that.
Yeah, because I've wanted to start one, but I never knew what about.
I've been on these podcasts before and people were like, Lindsay, you have a fucked up life. You need to put this out there. And I hit record. We hit record and that was it.
That was so funny.
Nice. Yeah.
By the end of it, I was like, we got to stop recording. I was so paranoid. I was like, where are all these noises coming from?
Oh my God. We were so fucked up.
But anyway,
I actually had to cut out the end of that pilot. There's a lot actually that got cut out of the pilot. I was so drunk at the end of that episode. I'm like inaudible. It was embarrassing.
That's okay. That was fun.
I edit this to make me sound good. Basically,
that's happy just... birthday, Mr. President.
Right. Pick your first
Marilyn,
question. Deb.
First question. First question. 5 seconds.
Ish. Five-ish.
Should we read them to him or he reads it?
He can read it.
I don't want that one.
See? Fair enough. Dumb. Perfect. There are some dumb ones.
Who has the wildest tattoo?
Between you and your girlfriend?
I don't have a tattoo.
I don't have a tattoo. Do you have a tattoo? You have your peace sign.
I have my peace sign. I have a
bird. You don't have
on
a tattoo
foot.
Either?
No.
Me neither.
No.
2020, two people in their 30s with no tattoos. That's rare.
I will say, if the Cleveland Indians ever win a World Series.
When
they win a World Series, I will get a block C on this bicep.
I'm so glad you didn't say the Chief Wahoo.
No, just a block C.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people like, I love that. Okay. I'll get one with you.
Cool.
Wait, but like a tiny one in between like the web of my feet or something.
Yeah. It'll be your feet.
Just I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Three.
Question number two. Who is most obsessed with shoes? Me.
Really? All right, between the two, I'm out, but.
No, he has.
Those are nice kicks.
I can't believe you're not wearing Chucks.
Air Force Ones.
I want a pair of Air Force Ones, to be completely honest.
How many Chucks do I own?
Yeah.
Nowadays probably like 8, but back in the day it was probably like 23.
Wow.
This motherfucker, so at work we would have this like, we could do like messenger back and forth.
Oh yeah.
You would send me the same shoe in different colors like every other day. Like, should I get this one? I'm like, just order the rainbow, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
just
yeah, I forgot about
get
that.
Them.
Yeah.
The one day you messaged me when who the fuck was, it was for Browns opening day and it was Manziel. We just got Manziel. You sent me a thing of a jersey with my name on, like Sakura on
yeah.
the back. And you were like, let's leave work and go get these. We didn't, but
that's
we did
right.
Leave work
the design your own jersey, Sakura 33.
Yeah.
Yup.
Oh my God, you're
I
good.
Know.
So Trickle we used 33. To
I know. Mm-hmm. Trickle 33.
That's actually still my trickle33@hotmail.com is an email address I still have.
That's awesome.
Because I pee a lot when I laugh.
She trickles.
I bet I trickle.
I've witnessed it. It's funny.
Boy.
It's been a nickname since high school.
Well, if you ever were a kid, every time you sneeze, I just
sometimes that's what I'm saying. Like, if I had kids, I'd have to wear a diaper.
She would yawn and she'd trickle.
Always. But we would tailgate together all the time.
Who has the most ravenous sweet tooth? Oh, I do.
What is this? These questions are like between whom?
I told you that's why I wanted to pick some.
Why did we buy these? They're called Girls Night Out.
Yeah.
Okay. Weird. I'll tell you what. You have free range to ask me whatever question you want. Three questions. Go for it.
Oh, my God. I'm too hungover for this. Okay. Yeah.
No, come on. Sip a little bit more. That'd be fun.
No. I just, this is
Allie,
like.
Allie, you too.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys can both.
Allie's actually the one with good questions, but knowing you as long as I have.
Okay.
Have you guys invited anyone else into the bedroom yet?
No. I'll tell you why.
Please.
Oh, boy.
I wasn't expecting this.
That was a good sigh. It was, you know. This is a crazy thing. I've reached a really like weird, not weird, but good point in my life where like I've always been a very horny, sex obsessed like guy.
Okay.
But you know, I think she's the only person I've ever told this to, my girlfriend, but like in my
now
past,
millions of listeners.
Yeah.
Millions.
Millions. In my past, Okay. You know, the fantasy of a three-way, not a fantasy for me, because I don't fucking need it. And that's so, it sounds so cheesy, but like.
Love it.
I mean,
we had a whole conversation. The last episode with Vanessa was all about.
I just don't.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think, that's what Allie and I, our big thing with this podcast is different strokes for different folks.
Right.
Like just because it's something I like to do or that I like to share, whatever. That's not for everyone. I like to fuck a lot of different people.
I've had threesomes in the past, but
yeah, don't they kind of get like, so I was,
well, here's the thing. If I wanted to disappoint two people, I just ask my parents to dinner, you know, like, so threesomes are a little overrated.
I agree. They are. I think it's the fantasy of it. We were talking about that yesterday. The fantasy of it is more than a lot of times the act of it.
It looks great on film, but it's like putting too many toppings on pizza. It's like, this is too much.
Like, I feel like I'm too selfish of a person.
Mm. I'm too focused when I'm like having sex. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, I'm too like analytical and just like, okay.
Gotta do this.
If you do this, she'll feel great. If you do this, and like, if you add another girl in the mix, it's just gonna be like, I just feel like I'm like filing too many things at work. I'll be stressed out. Like, no, fuck, God, just leave me alone. Like, I can't.
Too much.
Like, yeah.
I did talk about in one of the episodes. My brother evidently started listening to this. My older, you know, James.
Oh?
Yeah, good dude. And he calls me the other day.
Oh my God.
And he goes, seriously, Lindsay, a little bit of. Like more like you gave me a little bit of warning not to listen to this, but maybe you should have given me like a hard warning.
Oh boy.
And I was like, well, you chose to keep listening. And then he goes, fucking are you serious, Lindsay? Because I talk about how she went down on me.
Nice.
With Daryl and I, she was like eating me out while I thought Daryl was fucking her from behind, but evidently cool. He was just like,
oh cool. Sweet.
But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is like stuff like that is fun. But then I remember what I didn't tell in that episode was like,
right.
There was like, I don't know, 5 minutes in that I went, like I tapped her and I was like, okay, I'm done. Like you guys can just, I'm going to leave. You guys can finish.
There's too much choreography with group sex. It's like just too much like blocking. Like, okay, no, you're supposed to be here and I'm going
to
be here.
That's
and
one of the things this. I would have to do when I was like blacked out. Cause I put, do I'm you know too what? Much of a thinker.
I just love the idea of like while a guy is fucking me, like if I'm lying on my back and like a girl is just like sucking. I love my tits being like gently sucked on.
Raise your hand if you have a boner.
You
should do that again.
You were one of the people that actually, we posted yours. We didn't post actually anyone else's but yours. But that was,
God.
If you were not a psychotherapist, what would you be doing? This is a harder question than would you ever have a threesome?
Well, I've had that, but I didn't do the other thing that I wanted to do. But like, no, if I wasn't a psychotherapist, I'm such a nerd. I'm going to get roasted for this, but a couple things. I always want to be a screenwriter because I always love like, you know, thinking about stories, but I always still do want to be a pro wrestler.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Uh-huh. I knew this.
Yes,
I don't
you
think
did.
You're a nerd for this. This is funny.
Lindsay knew because back in the day before she met me at CSU, I tried out at this like local, like, you know.
I didn't know that.
I did not think you knew that. But
we drank a lot together. I don't know.
Yeah, we do. My shoulders messed up. But I always loved, when I was a kid, I loved movies and TV, and I loved sports.
Oh, perfect
and
combination.
I thought that pro wrestling, like, say what you will. Yes, it's lame. Yes, it's scripted. Whatever. I don't give a shit. But I loved the idea of carving out a character and you just create art in a fucking ring. You
know what I mean? Funny. Yeah. That's a great combination of things.
I always loved that. And that's all I ever wanted to do ever since I was a little kid. And I tried when I was like 23. And this like doctor was just like, dude, no. Like your shoulder's so fucked.
Oh, man.
Like, you're not going to do this. Actually, that's where Dub McLean came from because my ring name. Dub McLean was going to be my ring name. My finisher was going to be the Dub Mission. It was a half Nelson chokehold.
Oh my God. Oh, I love it. Hey, you never know, one day your shoulder could miraculously get better.
That's why when you said the Bruce Willis thing, I was shocked. I mean, it obviously makes sense. That's where you got it from. But you were like the Miz.
Yeah.
Another Ohio.
I've been out. Yeah.
He's cute.
Yeah.
Just saying. Okay, so a question to follow up that question.
All right.
WWF or WWE?
WWF.
Same.
That was like back in the day, right?
Yeah, Federation.
WWE is
yeah.
so lame.
They like it. They it became so regulated, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But like, shout out to our Cleveland dudes. You're probably not listening, but The Miz and Dolph Ziggler, like, my Cleveland guys, big fans,
mm-hmm. The bros.
Yeah, good dudes. You probably never remember meeting me, but we've hung out a couple times. But like,
you with The Miz?
Whatever, yeah.
That's awesome. Next time that happens, can you just like give me a shout? I'll hop on a plane. I'll be there.
Yeah, sure.
She's not kidding. She would.
Yeah, all right. One
let's
last,
be honest.
One question for you two.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Let's see. If you could punch one celebrity in the face.
Oh, I'm not really an aggressive person.
Not Donald Trump, because that's too fucking easy. But if you could punch... If you could punch one celebrity in the face.
That caveat just took Allie's answer away. It's kind of changed for me recently.
I don't really know.
I'm going to go with the first thing that came to my mind.
Go for
it. But it's not who I thought it would be. And I'm saying Kim Kardashian. And it's just but it seems like an obvious answer. But I had a shift lately because I watched the Taylor Swift documentary.
Oh, yeah. I would probably say, I mean, and not just because you said Kim Kardashian, but probably Kanye West.
Okay, so it shifted for me because my brother's wife, Morgan, you guys met Morgan. She was also mm-hmm. on the party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of them. One of the party buses.
She's the hot blonde that looks like Carrie Underwood, but like younger.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway, she's had a rough life.
So yeah. she's perfect. It's fine. But we watched the documentary together when they were down in Florida recently. And we were talking though, and she's just like, she was talking about how she has like no respect for Kim and Kanye, and just like, we're like having it out about like these people we don't actually know. But I was thinking about it, and it's like, you know what? Look at the Taylor Swifts of the world, and look at these guys that are just like spreading love versus spreading hate. And you know that most of my friends know that I don't even use the H word, like hardly at all. Like I don't even like saying the word hate because I feel like it just doesn't resonate
so
with my soul. For me, it just doesn't vibrate like in the ways I want it to. No. That's my answer.
Yeah.
I respect what she's doing for like, like helping out.
Then that retrospect, but not otherwise.
Yeah, trying to use her powers for good and stuff. I mean, I don't want to punch anyone, really. Punch?
I would like to verbally spew at Kanye West, because I don't think I would ever be able to physically punch anybody either, but I would.
Yeah, I don't know. I would think like, I was trying to think of someone that's like O.J. Simpson. Wow. That would have been a better answer, because like he actually murdered people.
Allegedly.
I knew you.
No, he totally did.
Oh my gosh, I'm rolling.
There are two types of people in the world, the people that think O.J. did it and the people that think he didn't.
The people who think that he didn't are the same people that voted for Donald Trump. So
and they're probably the Beaver Cleavers.
Yeah,
we just came
back around
full circle. Yeah, with judgment. Look at us.
Yeah,
that's what this podcast is all about, judgment.
Well, what do you have going on for the rest of the weekend?
Yeah,
the rest of the weekend
tonight, are we gonna hang out?
I would love to. I would hope that I would see both of your adoring
quite possibly
faces.
Like I said, I have evening plans.
Oh, she looks, she's even stretching.
I have an itch in between my back.
Apparently the only thing I have planned is I gotta text my lovely girlfriend and say, let's get naked.
Hey, Stop Signs family, this concludes part one of our two-part series with our friend Dub. Tune in next week to hear more about Dub's love life, the free therapy session that I receive as Dub psychoanalyzes my biggest fear, and we dive deep into how it has affected my entire life. The revelations that come out live on air are hilarious. We'll see you next week, and keep it deliciously weird.